The money being used for Postcards from Buster and other PBS television is supposed to teach children tolerance. How am I supposed to tell my daughter that the upper echelons of our government thinks that we are inappropriate and immoral and invalid, and other kids shouldn't know about her life?
It's the majority of Americans that believe that, not just the government.
Wrote to PBS chief Pat Mitchell to express her strong and very serious concerns about it. Noting that the Education Department had provided funding for the series, Spellings wrote, "The Congress and the department's purpose in funding this programming certainly was not to introduce this kind of subject matter to children." This week, Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts, who is openly gay, joined the argument with a blistering letter to Spellings that read in part, "I resent your profoundly degrading comments about me and
basically
millions
bawled
of other
her out
Americans.
And said, "We're not going to be kicking you $80 million of taxpayer money."
Yeah. Representatives there say
the Chuck
that 47
GBH right out of the PBS system. I don't want to play these semantic games with anybody, not you or anybody. She had power to say no Buster under the PBS banner.
Mitchell, who had previously screened and approved the episode,
he's endless banter about the right wing, the Christian right. Katrina, this is why your party is complete disarray, because you just don't get it.
But denied that it was a reaction to pressure.
Not read the last election results
or the administration.
If you're gonna have Buster the Bunny,
WGBH, PBS station
clearly,
in Boston.
On Buster.
Right.
Clearly, you
aired
have demonstrated
anyway.
That. She's also taking flack.
Are you attacking?
He encounters two families headed by lesbian parents.
And they're biased. And please, Kelly, you have lesbian friends. You have lesbian friends. So why not represent the diversity of America on our television screens? And by the way, the Democratic Party is not in disarray over the moral values issue.
The public broadcasting system finds itself
chose to run it. The majority chose not
these days. One involving Buster, a cartoon,
have created another hellish sodomite zeitgeist, popularizing the satanic lie that it's okay to be gay.
Well, what's interesting to me, Bill, about this is that she's in a no-win position.
Two sows wallowing in diseased fecal matter and the moral miasma of the sodomite cesspool.
Not good enough. And then she's taken flack.
And you have been socialized in becoming a homosexual.
Because the left believes that
when your dadgum schools preach sodomy.
Writing letters to PBS.
And not, it's not only about homosexuality.
Bags and dykes in your army.
A bigamy situation in Utah.
Bags and dykes pushing for same-sex marriage. Bags and dykes on your judicial binges.
Styles that are a little strange. I mean, there's no question.
So let's keep
that.
Buster out of the sexual realm in all areas. Wouldn't that be the best thing?
I got needs, and I felt deep down in my side. The hell with you and your needs. Castrate yourself. That'll fix your needs.
Influences corrupting their minds. Nation's parents.
And it's not okay to be gay. And you'll go to hell for it.
And they ought to be encouraged. Now that's their stance.
Right.
She tried to walk a middle road here and say,
bags and dykes running your educational system. And you come to lecture us because our religious schools.
So she was this particular
washed
episode.
Their hands like Pontius Pilate.
We'll picket that sodomite propaganda mill and political caucus. Sodomite political caucus masquerading as a Topeka City Council.
And gay men were happy. Back in those days, there was discipline in public schools, but not today.
Because we object to socializing our children into sodomy. Socializing. Socializing our children into homosexuality.
Most importantly, it has what's called content watch built in.
Well, you know, exactly. I mean, in June, you have gay days at your theme parks. You got any gay
sodomite
days?
Sodomite dominated idiots.
Well, this has built into it all kinds of protective devices that protects the kid or the child from going
teaching the young girls of America that it's okay to be gay.
Why do you have to protect?
No, we don't sponsor. We don't sponsor gay days. You know, we are a company that.
And this evil man has endorsed the sodomite agenda. You say you got knees, brother fag? Castrate yourself, because would you rather go to hell? Where they can have the blessings and joys of fags copulating all around everywhere like we do. Into everlasting fire! Fire, Billy! Fire! Everlasting fire! And everlasting punishment. Is that discriminating? Is that discriminating enough for you?